Ocasio-Cortez jabs Gabbard's impeachment vote, "We are sent here to lead." By Joshua Kaplan on December 19, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, NY, took a veiled shot at her Democrat colleague Representative Tulsi Gabbard, high, for voting present on articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. "Today was very consequential, and to not take a stand one way or another, on a day of such great consequence to this country, I think is quite difficult," Ocasio-Cortez told reporters following the Wednesday evening vote, before adding, "We are sent here to lead." Gabbard, a presidential candidate, opted against speaking on the House floor while House Republicans and Democrats spent a large part of the day delivering brief remarks on their thoughts regarding the charges leveled against the president. Gabbard released a statement justifying why she could not support the two impeachment articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, saying she could not in good conscience vote either yes or no. "I could not in good conscience vote against impeachment because I believe President Trump is guilty of wrongdoing," she said. "I also could not in good conscience vote for impeachment because removal of a sitting president must not be the culmination of a partisan process, fueled by tribal animosities that have so gravely divided our country." Democrats Representative Colin Peterson, MN, and Representative Jeff Van Drew, NJ, voted against the articles, while freshman Representative Jared Golden, ME, voted against the obstruction charge. Ahead of the partisan vote, Gabbard joined several moderate Democrats in supporting a resolution to censure the president. Appearing Monday at campaign stop at Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina, the congresswoman signaled she was undecided on whether she would support impeachment. "I'm taking this time for myself to be able to review everything that's happened, all the information that's been put forward," she told supporters. "And just all the factors that go into really trying to figure out what is the best action to take for our country. And for democracy. It's not a simple or easy decision to make."